被打开腓立比书。
We invite brothers and sisters to open the book of Philippians.
好，我们先看第四章。
Chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十一节到十三节。
Philippians 4 verses 11 to 13.
我们找到了，还是请大家同声来读，好吗？
Shall we read it together?
腓立比书第四章第十一节到十三节。
Verses 11 to 13.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。好，我们再回头看第二章。
Philippians chapter 2。
第二章。
Chapter 2。
第五节到第八节。
Verses 5 to 8。
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。第三章，第十节到十九节。
Verses 10 to 19。
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜甫，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。我们最后回头再看第二章。
Shall we turn again to Philippians chapter 2?
第十四节到十六节。
Verses 14 to 16.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。好，我想我们现在对于我们这次特会的这个主题，大家都有了一个相当的了解。
I believe that we all now have a rather clear understanding of the theme of this conference.
今天早晨，陈弟兄把腓立比书整个的背景告诉我们。
This morning, our brother Christian gave us the background of this book of Philippians.
我想这个对我们是更清楚的一个帮助。
This has given us a clearer help in our understanding.
但是我们还是要说啊，腓立比书第二章十四到十六节。
We still want to continue with this on chapter 2 verse 14 to 16.
这是一个结果。
This is a result.
保罗要腓立比的弟兄姊妹们知道。
Paul wants the brethren in Philippi to know.
要他们显在这世代中好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
That for them to shine forth as luminary stars in this crooked and perverse generation.
这应当是教会追求的 一个目标。
This is a goal the which the church ought to pursue after.
当然，这也是神今天在教会中所要得着的最后的一个结果。
This is also what God wants to attain as a final result to the church.
啊，我想我们对于这样的一种结果，我们的心是非常的渴慕。
Our hearts desire for such a end state.
也许我们有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
There are many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
我们多年来在主面前流泪祷告。
Many years we go before the Lord in prayer and in weeping.
就是盼望教会能得着复兴。
That the church may be revived.
什么是教会复兴的景象呢？
The condition through which the church is to be revived.
就是教会能够像明光照耀。
That the church can be like luminaries.
能够发光。
Full of light.
啊，能够把主生命的道显明出来。
That the word of life can be manifested forth.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们今天心中最大的一个渴望。
This is a heart's desire, our greatest heart's desire.
但是我们知道，如果仅仅渴慕知道这样的一个结果，
If we only desire for such an end state,
当然这是对的。
This is right.
但是呢，
But
我们必须要知道能够达到这个结果的那个原因。
We must know the reason how we can attain to such a goal.
我们觉得那个是更重要的。
We think that that is even more important.
啊，否则的话呢，这个对我们来讲好像变成一个空中的阁楼一样。
Otherwise, it is just something on the outside.A castle in the air.
好像变成那个永远不能实现的梦。
It's something, a dream that cannot be realized.
我们读主的话是有这件事。
Yes, we read the Bible and there is such.
而在实际的侍奉生活里面看不见这样的光景。
But in reality, in our service, we cannot see, witness such a condition.
我想这个是叫人很沮丧的一件事。
This is something that is pitiful.
神也不能满足。
The Lord cannot be satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要达到这样的一个结果。
If we want to attain to such a goal.
但是如何能达到这样的一个结果呢？
How do we attain to it?
啊，我们必须知道那个原因。
We must know the reason.
啊，我想我们昨天晚上已经提到了。
Last night we already mentioned.
从保罗所写的腓立比书里面，我们看见至少有四个重要的原因。
There are four important reasons Paul's writing to the Philippians.
啊，第一个，我们需要有启示。
First, we need revelation.
我们需要灵里的眼睛被主开启。
The eyes of our hearts need to be opened.
啊，我们知道，如果我们的眼睛不能被主开启
，If the eyes of our hearts cannot be opened,
可能我们活在一些宗教的这个错误的环境的里面。
Perhaps we live in misconceptions in religion.
啊，我们没有办法让这个生命能够得到自由的一个彰显。
And this life cannot be freely manifested for.
所以我们昨天讲到这个启示使保罗怎样脱离了犹太教的一个捆绑。
How this revelation enabled Paul to be freed from the bondage of Judaism.
照样今天这个启示也能叫我们脱离所谓地上一些宗教的一个捆绑。
And this revelation can similarly do to us to be released from the religions of this world.
能够把我们从许多错误的不正常的光景里面，那么把我们纠正过来。
To be freed from all the misconceptions so that we can be to the right path.
啊，这个不仅能够把我们从这些宗教的行为里面把它释放出来。
Not only can we be released from religious bondage.
我们也讲到这个启示改变了保罗整个的人生观。
This revelation also changed entirely Paul's outlook.
改变了他的眼光。
Changed his foresight.
他也不再用世界的眼光。
He no longer used the sight of this world.
他现在有了一个新的眼光。
He now has a new look.
现在他能看见耶稣基督乃是他生命中最重要的一件事情。
Now the Lord Jesus is the most important object of his life.
现在他看万事如同粪土。
Everything else is considered rubbish.
他把这些都丢弃了。
He forsook all of them.
他一心要追求得着基督。
With one heart, he wanted to attain Christ.
我们知道这是保罗的经历。
This is Paul's experience.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们能从错误的光景中出来
，If we can come out from what's wrong,
我们能改变我们的眼光
，We can change the way we see things,
我们才能够向着标杆。
Then we can go forth towards the goal.
所以启示对于生命能够像明光照耀啊，这是很重要的一件事情。
And so revelation with relation to life enables us to shine forth.
也是第一个重要的一个原因。
This is a very important first reason.
这是我们昨天呢，已经略略的和弟兄姊妹们有了一点交通。
Last night we had this fellowship with you.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要看第二个原因。
Tonight we want to see the second reason.
这个原因呢，就是十字架。
And that is the cross.
可能 这件事情对我们弟兄姊妹来讲并不陌生。
Perhaps we are not unfamiliar with this.
但是弟兄姊妹们，对于今天整个地上的教会来讲，
But with regards to the churches in this world,
我们看见关于十字架真理的教导实在是太少了。
The teaching regarding the cross is few.
几乎你在有很多的聚会里面很难得听见他们讲起十字架的。
In many fellowships, little teachings on the cross.
他们把十字架呢，这个古老的十字架呢，当作好像一个落伍的一件事情。
The old rugged cross is seen something as unfashionable.
其实弟兄姊妹们，这个古老的十字架，人就是神手中最有效的工具。
But the most effective tool in man's hand is the old rugged cross.
也可以说是一个最好的一个武器。
It's also the most powerful weapon.
我们简单的来说，十字架呢，把神看为不是的东西把它除掉了。
The cross is what God considers as not to be removed.
而十字架呢，把神看为是的东西把它保存下来，也把它彰显出来。
And the cross reveals what God wants and manifests it forth.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
但是今天这个古老的十字架，
But today this old rugged cross
似乎好像并不被神的儿女所看重。
Is something that the children of God deem light.
我用好用什么东西来比，来做个比喻呢？
How do I use what illustration should I give?
很多人都觉得说我们已经来到了二十一世纪。
Many feel that we have entered the 21st century.
一切的事都是很进步的。
Everything has been improved.
所以因此在属灵的事情上面，我们要摆脱那些落伍的东西，好像。
So all those things that are unfashionable should be removed.
就好像说现在人呢，已经在讲究这个什么这个原子弹呢，讲究这个火箭、飞弹。
Now these people talk about atomic bombs and missiles.
你啊，还拿着那个三八步枪呢。
And you still bring your old rifle.
人家呢都已经呢做了喷射机了。
People now have already been so advanced.
你还在那里坐牛车。
And now you're still on the bullock cart.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见神的儿女们，很多人现在真的是对主的十字架那个感觉上面来讲，似乎就是这个样子。
And many people likewise regard the cross in such a way.
但是我们搞错了。
But we are wrong, mistaken.
弟兄姊妹们，十字架是神手中最有力的工具。
The cross is in God's hand the most powerful weapon.
并且当我们读启示录的时候，我们就看见。
When we read Revelations, we see.
十字架原来是永远的。
The cross is eternal.
弟兄姊妹，不是说在时间中出现一下。就完了。
It is not just that it has appeared in time.
因为十字架的意义和它的功能是从创立世界以前就开始的。
Because the function and meaning of the cross has existed even before the foundations of the world.
你看启示录第十三章第八节告诉我们。
In Revelation chapter 13 verse 8 tells us.
羔羊是在什么？是在这个立根基的时候，立这个世界根基的时候就被杀了。
That the lamb was slain.From the foundation of the world.
就这个世界还没有存在，羔羊已经被杀了。
Before the world existed, the lamb was slain.
我们晓得羔羊被杀就是指的主耶稣基督钉十字架说的。
We know that refers to the Lord Jesus when he was crucified on the cross.
所以时间还没开始，万有还没创造，弟兄姊妹们，十字架的意义已经在那里。
Before the creation of the world, the existence of the world, the cross is already there.
等到后来，约翰在启示录第五章那里。看见那个羔羊在宝座上的时候，
when the apostle John saw the lamb on the throne in Revelation chapter 5,
他告诉我们，羔羊好像刚刚被杀过。
It's like the lamb was just slain.
不是呢，这个已经被杀了，现在好像已经不再流血，他像刚刚被杀过。
It's not like it was slain some time back.But it is indeed slain just.
那个也是说明了十字架的意义。
It again speaks on the meaning of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹们，从永远到永远
，from eternity to eternity，
十字架是一个永远存在的一个意义。
The cross exists throughout eternity to eternity.
所以我们不能说这个古老的十字架
，so we cannot say the old rugged cross.
它已经没有什么用处。
There is no more function.
我们现在有很多这种。摩登的武器啊
！Now we have modern equipment.
我们现在有很多科学的，有很多这些我们出来的这许许多多的人的方法。
We have all these man's ways through scientific means.
弟兄姊妹们，你会看见在教会里面十字架的道实在是被传扬的太少了。
Yes, indeed, the doctrine of the cross is preached too little in the church.
当然，在传福音的时候讲到十字架的救恩。
Yes, we in the gospel we talk about the salvation through the cross.
但是这以后呢，这十字架关乎到我们这个人的生命生活的改变的，这个很少去讲到。
With regards to the cross changing our lives is little spoken of.
所以我们要在主的跟前明白认识十字架的意义。
Before the fear of the Lord, we need to understand the meaning of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道我们的主最后是被钉在十字架上。
We know that the Lord was finally crucified on the cross.
那个不仅叫他受苦受死。
Not only did he suffer and die.
我们晓得十字架把主的生命释放出来。
That the cross enabled the Lord's life to be released.
实在来说，主在地上的33年半。
33.5 years of Christ's life on earth.
他行走在地上的时候，他是生命的光。
When he was walking on this earth, he was the light of this world.
他是世界的光。
He is the light of this world.
因为基督就是一个发光体。
Because Christ himself is a luminary star.
他到哪里，光就到哪里。
Where he went, there was light.
我们能看见主在生活中，在许多事情上面，发出奇妙的光。
In many of his undertakings, he emitted light.
他的智慧。
His wisdom,
他的能力,
his ability,
都叫当时呢许多看见的人呢非常的惊异。
Those who saw it were amazed.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
他的生命呢最大的表现还是最后在十字架上面。
But finally, his greatest expression was on the cross.
所以到了十字架上的时候，主的生命完全的释放出来。
On the cross, his life was totally released.
那个才是一个最大的一个荣耀。
There is a highest glory.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经曾经讲说啊，诗篇里面讲到说，神为太阳设帐幕啊。
That the Psalms speaks of how the Lord provided a tent for the sun.
啊，你想想这个太阳怎么能用帐幕把它遮住呢
？How can a tent cover the sun？
是的，主耶稣道成肉身在地上的时候呢，外面看起来这个肉身这个帐幕，里面是太阳。
When the Lord was on this earth, his body seemed to be on this earth, but inside was a sun.
我们知道这个亮光曾经显露过一点。
That this sun, the light came forth to some degree.
在变化山上的时候，门徒们看见。
And the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples saw.
门徒们形容他的脸面像日头放光。
The disciples saw his face shining like the sun.
哎呀，他的衣裳洁白。
His garments were
整个像一个发光体。
The whole thing like A luminary light.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主耶稣基督他是充满了荣光的
Our Lord Jesus is full of glory and light.
但是最后在十字架上
But finally on the cross,
当他的身体裂开的时候
When his body was broken,
弟兄姊妹们这个大太阳就出来了
This great sun came forth.
所以这个整个生命的荣耀光辉就彰显出来
The glory of his life came forth.
所以十字架使基督的生命得到完全的释放
That the cross enabled his life to become forth.
使主的生命像明光照耀一样的出来
Caused his life to shine forth as a light.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
所以今天呢在我们的属灵的经历里面
In our spiritual experiences,
若是没有十字架的经历
If we do not have the cross,
基督的生命从我们身上没有办法显露
Then the life of the Lord cannot come forth
所以这个成为今天主的生命能像明光照耀一样能够把生命的道表明出来的一个很重要的一个原因
So the cross is a very important reason for life and light to come forth
但是我们晓得今天呢，一般来讲，许多神的儿女们呢，忽略十字架的这个讲论。
We know that today many people neglect the teaching of the cross.
但是对于有许多讲论十字架的人来说呢
，But those who preach forth the cross,
我们能明白十字架的意义是宝贵的。
To know and to the meaning of the cross is valuable.
但更重要的还有一个什么呢？要肯学。十字架的功课。
But what's more important is to be willing to learn the lesson of the cross.
你们原谅我这样讲，我过去曾经听见过一些的弟兄们，他们讲十字架道讲的真是非常的好。
Pardon me, but in the past there are brothers who speak the doctrine of the cross very well.
但是在生活中间呢，没有真正十字架的学习。
But in their living, there is no reflection of it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见保罗。不仅是一个认识十字架的人
Not only does Paul understand the cross.
保罗更是一个认真学习十字架功课的
一个人。 But he is somebody who was even more willing to learn the lessons of the cross.
所以我们作为一个基督徒，我们要学。
To be a Christian, you must learn.
啊，保罗在腓立比书里面他说，我不仅学，我学会了。
Paul not only said he learned, but he already mastered it.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，你学会了没有呢？
Have you learned it, mastered it?
我实在承认，我还没学会。
I have not learned it.
我实在很羡慕保罗学会了。
Paul has already learned it.
啊，所以我们今天呢，你一蒙恩得救之后呢，弟兄姊妹们，有的弟兄们就告诉我们，就开始进到基督的学校里面。
Some brothers say that once we are saved, we enter into the school of Christ.
我昨天已经跟弟兄姊妹讲了，我最怕做学生。
I shared my most fearful thing is to be a student.
尤其怕考试。
Especially examinations.
啊，但是感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
我喜欢做主的学生。
I like to be Christ's student.
因为这个基督的学校啊，跟这个世上的学校不一样。
Because the school of Christ is different from the schools in this world.
啊，我怕做世界上的学生。
I fear to be the student of this world.
我也怕进世界的学校。
I fear also to enter into the world's schools.
但是我不怕进主的学校。
But I'm not afraid to enter the school of Christ.
啊，我们的主耶稣基督的学校那是最好的学校。
This is the best school, the school of Christ.
嗯。这个学校很特别的。
This school is unique.
它也没有这个所谓的外表的这个学校，也没有教室。
There is no building or external things.
啊，主耶稣从来没有说，我们来盖一个学校。
The Lord did not say, let's build a school.
然后呢，把这些门徒们找来上课。
Find all the students to come to school.
啊，他就在讲台上黑板上写了很多的这些。
And then he will be on the blackboard to explain.
你从来看不见主这样教导他们的。
Cannot find the Lord doing this.
那么主给他们的教导是什么？是活的。
The Lord's teaching is living.
啊，主的那个学校呢，这整个天地就是主的学校。
The whole universe. World is the Lord's
school. 每一样的事物都是学习的功课。
All the things around are things that we can learn from.
并且还有一个很好的。
But there's something better.
主的学校从来没有考试的。
Yeah, no examinations.
但是没有考试，但是呢有考验。
There are trials though.
主从来不给你，主说好了，你们门徒们做好发考卷，每个人。
There's no paper and pencil test.
主从来没有发考卷呢，叫他们写论文呢，或者是回答问题。
There are no essays where you have to answer questions.
但是呢，主会把他们摆在很多环境的里面来考验考验。
But the Lord will put you in many circumstances to test you.
所以你看见呢，主的教导整个是活的，不是死的。
So we know that the Lord's teaching is living.
所以我喜欢在基督的学校里面。
So I like to be in Christ's school.
啊，当然呢。我实在承认，在基督的学校里，我也不是好学生。
I acknowledge that I'm not a good student in this school.
那像保罗就是好学生。
But Paul was a good student.
啊，保罗学会了。
Paul has already learned it.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们今天在基督的学校里面。
Today we are in Christ's school.
我们要学。
We must learn.
你看，神实在是渴望、巴望我们在神面前能有学习。
The Lord hopes that we can learn before the Lord.
约翰福音第六章有这样的话。
John chapter 6.Has a saying,
约翰福音第六章四十五节
verse 45,
这里怎么说？他说在先知书上写着说，他们都要蒙神的教训，凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。
It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me.
我们天上的父亲呢，好像我们地上的父亲啊，要儿女学受教育的。
Our heavenly father, like the fathers in this world, wants the children to learn.
那么他教训我们。
He teaches us.
那么教我们怎么样？要学习。
That we may be able to learn.
那弟兄姊妹，我们怎么学呢？我们就到基督这里来学。
How do we learn? We come to the school of Christ.
啊，不仅这样。
Not only so.
我们看见主耶稣哈。
We see the Lord Jesus.
他也告诉我们要学。
The Lord Jesus also says we must learn.
我们都知道马太福音第十一章啊，二十八到二十九节的话，这是我们很熟悉的话。
You know Matthew chapter 11:28-30.
啊，主说你们要学我的样式。
The Lord says you must learn of me.
啊，那个原文的意思就是你们要学我。
In the original is learn me.
啊，今天弟兄姊妹，我们在基督的学校里学什么呢
？Today what do we learn in the school of Christ?
我们不是学那许许多多的什么天文地理啊科学，不是学这些东西。
We are not here to learn about science or philosophy.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，最重要的学什么？学主的自己。
Most important, we want to learn Christ.
啊，主的自己 就是我们学习的对象。
Learning Christ Himself is what we ought to learn.
就是我们学习的内容。
It's the contents of what we learn.
所以我们要学的是学主。
We want to learn Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当时主为什么说这段话呢？
Why did the Lord say this?
因为主看那些犹太人呢，实在是太可怜了。
Because he saw the Jews were pitiful.
他们天天在那里劳苦背重担。
Because they were there.Weary and heavy laden.
为什么他们劳苦这么背重担呢？
Why were they weary and heavy laden?
弟兄姊妹们，因为什么？他们活在律法之下。
Because they were living under the law.
犹太人在那里是学律法。
The Jews were learning the law.
哎呀，他们知道神是公义的神。
They knew that God was a righteous God.
所以呢，他们战战兢兢的，就怕违反律法。
So they were in fear and trembling, fearing that they would disobey the law.
所以他们学律法，他们又犯很多的错。
So when they learned the law, they make many mistakes.
他们里面根本没有安息。
So they had no rest in them.
所以一个活在律法底下的人是最没有安息。
So one who lived under the law had no rest at all.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们的主不是把我们摆在律法之下，乃是摆在什么恩典之下。
Today the Lord did not place us under the law, but under the grace.
我记得从前年长的弟兄们带领我们的时候
In the past, I remember when elderly brethren led me.
他说是我们现在是在恩典时代。
Indeed, we are in the period dispensation of grace.
但是律法是训蒙的师傅。
But the grace is.
But righteousness.
But righteousness.
律法那个 law.
But the law.
Is the tutor.
Is the tutor.
那么意思说呢？虽然在恩典的时代中啊，但是律法是训蒙的师傅，所以你们还是得受点律法。
Oh, although we are under grace, but the law is still the tutor, so you must still learn some law.
所以那个时候他们定了一些的规矩。
And so at the time they had some regulations.
啊，我们的年轻弟兄姊妹照着做，哎，做的真是不安息。
And so our young brethren were doing accordingly, and they had no rest.
做到一个地步，有的时候我们都怕去聚会。
And there was a point in time we even feared going to the church.
啊，因为我们的弟兄们都个个都像摩西一样。
With everyone, all the brothers were like Moses.
啊，站在门口就等着你。
Everyone was there waiting.
一来说功课做了没有
？So when they came, said, "Have you done your work?"
哎呀，那个时候去聚会了，都是战战兢兢的。
So at the time when we went to church, it was in fear and trembling.
那跟犹太人活在那个西乃山下差不多。
So it's like the Jews under the Mount Sinai.
弟兄姊妹们，在律法之下是没有安息。
There was no rest under the law.
所以主看这些犹太人实在太可怜了。
And so the Lord pity on the Jews.
所以主说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
And so those who are weary, heavy laden, come to me.
就是他说，我就使你们得安息。
I am your rest.
那么怎么样得安息呢
？How do you obtain rest?
主说，我心里如何谦卑
？Says how I am humble and gentle.
你们当负我的轭，学我。
You take my yoke and learn of me.
啊，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Then you will have rest in your souls.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这里主也告诉我们要学。
Here the Lord says to learn.
啊，这些不仅在律法之下的人他们要学，我们在恩典之下，弟兄姊妹也是要学。
Not only those under the law must learn, but those under grace must learn.
我们要学什么呢
？What do we learn?
我们学主的自己。
We learn Christ Himself, the Lord Himself. Thank the Lord.
啊，实在是最好的老师。
He is the best teacher.
啊。我这个从蒙恩到现在啊
，Since I was saved till now，
那么我觉得我过去碰见过很多的老师，有的老师很好。
In the past, I encountered many teachers, but some are good.
但是呢，没一个老师比主耶稣更好。
But not one is better than the Lord Himself.
啊，他实在是会教导我们。
He indeed can teach us.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，基督徒是要学的。
Christians must indeed learn.
所以保罗呢？告诉我们说呢，他也在学。
So Paul similarly tells us that he is learning.
他不仅学会了
，Not only did he already learn，
并且他告诉我们，他学到了秘诀。
Paul tells us that he has learned the secret.
啊，这个秘诀呢，在希腊的原文里面呢，其实就是奥秘。
This secret in the original Greek is a mystery.
所以保罗的秘诀就是神的奥秘。
So Paul's secret is indeed God's mystery.
那么神的奥秘是什么呢
？What is God's mystery？
啊，这个我们都很清楚，在哥罗西书里面告诉我们，神的奥秘就是基督。
So in the book of Colossians, God's mystery is Christ Himself.
所以保罗在这里所得着的秘诀呢，不是基督之外的事物。
And so Paul's secret here is not anything outside the Lord.
啊，有很多人呢， 他们读到腓立比书第四章的时候啊
，So many people when they read Philippians chapter four，
他们就研究啊，这个保罗到底得到了什么秘诀
？They want to analyze what secret did Paul obtain。
因为下面还有一句，他说：“我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能行。
”In that verse it says, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me."
哦，他们就说，那么他这个得到了一个奇妙的秘诀。
So he says they say they obtain he obtained a amazing secret。
那其实弟兄姊妹们。保罗的秘诀就是神的奥秘
，But Paul's secret is God's mystery。
这个意思告诉我们说，
so、this
tells 因为保罗明白了神的奥秘
，Because Paul understood God's mystery，
结果神的奥秘就成了保罗生活中的一个秘诀
，And so God's mystery becomes Paul's secret in his living。
啊，那我们翻过来说啊
，Alternatively，
那么当你有保罗有了这个秘诀之后
，When Paul has this secret。
他就可以享受神的奥秘
Then he can enjoy God's mystery
他也可以活出这个奥秘
He can also live out this mystery
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们看见保罗在这里学的什么施太良简单的讲他就是学基督
What Paul has learned here is he has learned Christ
就像主对着犹太人所讲你们要学我
Just like Jesus telling the Jews you must learn me
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
今天我们要明白十字架的意义
Today, if you want to know the meaning of the cross,
你不是去研究那个十字架的那个道理。
It's not to analyze the doctrine of the cross.
你乃是要学基督。
You must learn Christ.
你学了基督，你就明白十字架的道理了。
If you have learned Christ, then you understand the teaching and doctrine of the cross.
我们知道，如果今天你在那里研究的那个十字架。
Today, if we know that if you, the cross that you analyze
是一个没有基督的十字架。
It's a cross that does not have Christ.
啊，那个只不过是杀人的一个工具而已。
Then it is only a tool that kills people.
所以今天我们所以明白十字架。
Today, if we understand the cross,
这个杀人的、这个残忍的、这个工具，现在的变成了我们属灵生活上的一个秘诀。
This cross, this cruel device, can then become a secret.For Christian life.
乃是因为基督钉在十字架上。
It's because Christ has been crucified on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
今天我们要把神的奥秘变成我们生活的秘诀。
Today we need God's mystery to be the secret of our daily living.
这是我们在神跟前需要来学的。
It's something that we need to learn before the feet of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
当然今天我们要像保罗一样、啊、
Today we must be like Paul.
我们从基督的身上
，from Christ himself，
啊，来学习十字架的那个功课。
We learn the lessons of the cross。
啊，我们都知道
，we all know，
这个钉十字架
，to be crucified on the cross，
是我们的主被钉的。
It is our Lord who was crucified。
但是很奇妙的，十字架的意义和它的功效呢，功用呢，确实是保罗来解释的。
But The function and meaning of the cross has been explained by Paul.
所以在头一个世纪
，in the first century,
没有人明白十字架的意义像保罗明白的那么多了。
Nobody understood the meaning of the cross like Paul.
所以我们读圣经的新约圣经的时候
，when we read the New Testament,
几乎所有那个十字架的意义和功效都是保罗在解释。
All the function and meaning of the cross has been explained by Paul.
保罗实在是一个明白十字架意义的。
Paul indeed understood the meaning of the cross.
他也知道十字架有多大的功效。
He also know the great functioning of the cross.
因为什么呢
？Why?
因为他从基督的身上明白了。
Because he understood it from the Lord himself.
所以今天我们可以把基督的十字架运用在我们的生活里面。
Today we can use the cross of the Lord in our lives.
是因为保罗把十字架的意义把它解释出来。
Because Paul has explained it.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们所传的乃是一个钉十字架的基督。
The preaching that we preach is the Christ crucified.
啊，我们所有的神的儿女们都应当从基督更多明白十字架的意义。
All lost people must understand from the Lord this meaning.
然后从十字架的经历里面能够把基督活出来。
That through the experience of the cross, that we might be able to live out Christ.
我们再说。
So we say again.
如果十字架没有基督。
If the cross has no Christ.
它只不过是个杀人的工具。
Then it's just a device that kills.
今天我们也看见，有的聚会里面好像也有十字架。
You see many assemblies, they have the cross.
但是那个是没有基督的十字架。
But it is a cross without Christ.
所以都是杀人的。
It's all to kill only.
啊，都是把别人钉在十字架上去。
It is to crucify other people on the cross.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，这个不是今天主所要我们做的事情。
This is not what the Lord wants for us today.
所以我们需要像保罗一样。
We need to be like Paul.
我们从主的身上来明白这个十字架的意义。
That from the Lord Himself we understand the meaning of the cross.
那么在腓立比书里面呢？
So in Philippians,
保罗给我们看见他有两方面的一个学习、啊、
Paul tells us that two aspects through which he learned.
关于十字架的这方面的学习。
This learning of the cross.
第一个
，First,
他就学习、啊、我们要有基督的意念。
First is to have the mind of Christ.
啊，那个基督或者说基督的心思。
The mind of Christ.
而这个基督的心思什么心思呢
？What is this attitude and mind of the Lord Jesus?
其实基督的心思的就是十字架的心思。
And that is the cross itself.
所以保罗说你们应当以基督的心思为心思。
And have this attitude in yourselves which was also in Christ Jesus.
啊，那么他就告诉我们说呢，我们基督徒在学习十字架功课上，第一个你就必要心思上面呢，你要先有一个改变。
In the learning through the cross, the first thing is to change our mind.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们的心思上面没有改变
If our mind has not been changed,
我们的生活上就很难有改变
Then our living will be not changed、
啊、我们实在感觉今天、大多数的基督徒都是这样
Today many Christians are such、
啊、我们蒙恩德就是我们的生命是新的
When we are saved, our life is new
但是这个心思还是旧的
But our minds are still old
所以你要用这个旧心思啊来过那个新的属灵生活，活不出来的。
If you use your old mind to live your new life, it's impossible.
我们有很多旧的心思啊，是属于那种宗教的心思。
Our old minds, a lot of which are religion, old religion.
啊，大多数的基督徒啊，都觉得说，我们今天信的人就是一个基督教，是个宗教。
So, many people think that Christianity is but a religion.
如果你的思想是这个思想
，If your mindset is such,
你要主的生命从你身上显明出来。不太容易。
It's not possible for the Lord's life to come forth.
那另外呢，我们大多数人，我们所拥有的思想是世界的这种心思。
Many people too have a lot of worldly thinking.
所以无论是宗教的心思，无论是世界的心思，对属灵的生命都是一个妨害。
If it's the mind of religion or the mind of this world, that's a hindrance to spiritual life.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们要以基督的心思为心思。
And so Paul tells us that we need to have this mind of Christ.
以基督这个十字架的心思作为我们的心思。
That this mind of the cross ought to be in our minds.
腓立比书里面这一段话，第二章第五节到第八节，实在是非常的宝贵。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 5-9, it's very important.
我记得很多年以前，可能我也。在这里和弟兄姊妹们有讲过，在新加坡啊讲过。
Many years ago, I've spoken this before.
但这段话对我个人生活上来讲，我觉得影响很大，也是非常的重要。
This passage has a great impact in my personal life.
我也觉得不是我们听了一次我们就能记得的。
It's not that we just hear it once and we can remember.
连我自己讲了那么多年啊，我有的时候还是。在实际生活里面很容易就忘记了。
Even myself, I've spoken on it many years ago. I myself, in my reality of living, it's difficult to fulfill these words.
所以我有一个心愿。
So I have a heart's desire.
我常常祷告，我说主啊，你要给我机会。
I said, Lord, give me this opportunity.
每年呢，至少有一次、啊，在有个地方，我能把它重新讲一遍。
That every year at least once I can preach on this.
啊，我为什么要讲一遍呢
？Why must I preach on this at least once?
可以对我自己来讲是重新的一个提醒。
Because it is a great reminder for myself.
这实在是太重要了。
This is indeed very important.
我觉得今天在教会里面真正拥有这种意念的圣徒不多。
Many people who have this in their hearts are not many.
所以教会中会产生许多的难处。
So the church has got many difficulties.
我们个人属灵生活中产生很多的难处。
So our personal lives have many difficulties.
那个最根本的东西就是因为我们的心思上面没有改变。
The most fundamental is because our minds have not been changed.
我们都知道腓立比书这一卷书啊。
We know that this book, Philippians.
早晨我们的弟兄已经告诉我们。
In the morning, as brothers spoken.
这是一卷讲 这个 deeper spiritual life 的一本书，讲更深属灵生命的一本书。
Speaks of a deeper spiritual life.
啊，其实呢，它也是从最根本的东西讲起。
And speaks most fundamentally onwards.
乃是从我们的心思意念里面讲起。
Speaks of our minds and our attitudes.
保罗深深知道一件事情。
Paul knows in his heart.
一个基督徒如果他的意念不向主。
If a Christian's mind is not like Christ,
他的生活一定不像主。
Then his living will not be like Christ.
这一段话讲到主的心思。
Here speaks about the mind of Christ.
是全本圣经中可以说是最美丽的一段心思。
It is the most beautiful aspect of Christ's mind.
所以我们常常讲，什么叫好基督徒啊？
What is to be a good Christian?
真正的好基督徒不是光是外面这个热心一点呢、啊，这个好像有一点点好的行为呢。
A truly good Christian is not just someone who's outward from activities with good behavior.
按照腓立比书的这个标准来讲，一个好基督徒，他是有基督心思的一个基督徒。
According to the standard laid here, is somebody who has the mind of Christ.
他有基督那个美丽的心思的一个基督徒。
He has this wonderful and beautiful mind of Christ.
当你的心思像基督那么美丽的时候，弟兄姊妹们，你自然生活中表现出来就是美丽的。
When you have the same standard of which the Lord has, then indeed your life will manifest for
Christ. 这个才是真正的好基督徒的。
This is a good Christian, a good standard.
所以我觉得这段话我们都应该牢牢地记住它。
Then we must remember these words.
不仅把它背下来。
Not only do we memorize it.
天天的思想。
We should meditate on it.
弟兄姊妹们，并且呢，能够每年都好好的思想。
And every year we ought to meditate on it.
要思想到一个地步。
We must meditate to a point.
我们真是把这些东西思想到我们变成我们自己的思想。
Until it becomes our mind.
假使我们每一个人都有这样的心思的话。
If we have such a mind.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，你不仅个人基督徒属灵的生活是美丽的。
Not only will your personal Christian life be beautiful.
啊，你的家庭呢？那实在也是美丽的。
Your family will also be beautiful.
我们整个教会聚会的生活也是美丽的。
The whole church life will be beautiful.
我们发现今天教会很多的难处都是出在我们这个思想上，对不对？
Many problems in church today is because of our minds.
啊，因为我们的思想不像主。
Because our minds are not Christ-like.
啊，充满了许多世界的东西。
Because full of worldly things.
宗教的东西。
Religious things.
所以呢，因此呢，我们就发现很多的难处就出来了。
And so many problems result.
所以让我们在这里再把这一个思想呢，重新的来把它来解释一下。
And so once again, let us try to explain.
这一次呢，我们从这个十字架的这个观点上来解释它。
And so this time from the perspective of the cross.
啊，弟兄姊妹，如果你还记得的话，我们曾经讲过，这里一共有七个点。
There are 7 points, if you can recall.
这七个点呢，好像七步台阶一样。
It's like 7 stages.
啊，请你记得，这是一个下台阶，往下走。
It's like stairs going down, 7 steps.
不是上，不是上台阶。
Oh, it's not steps that go up, but steps that go down.
一步一步的往下降。
It is steps that go downwards.
这实在是一个非常宝贵的一个心思。
It's most precious.
啊，那么他第一个点呢
？So the first point.
他就讲说呢，不这个他说哈，你们他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
啊，那个重点就在那，不强夺。
The emphasis here is not grasping.、嗯、
主够资格，他也不强夺。
God has enough equality, but he does not grasp.
我们曾经讲过，这个意念就说呢，他没有什么争强斗胜的，跟别人比较的意念。
He does not have this competitiveness to grasp with others.
啊，所以你看看，在我们的这个生活里面，我们有没有这种争强斗胜的意念呢
？In our living, daily living, do we have this striving with one another?
啊，至少我们有很多年轻人常常比来比去的，对不对
？We have many young brethren who compare here and there.
啊，主从来不去跟人家比较。
The Lord never compares himself.
主也不去抓什么东西的。
God never goes to grasp.
所以在主的里面永远是安息。
And so there is always peace, rest within the Lord.
所以这里所说明的乃是从十字架所产生的一种安息。
And so here is a result of the work of the cross, a rest.
假使我们不抓，我们不争，弟兄姊妹们，那你就安息多了。
If you do not grasp and do not strive, then indeed you will have much more rest.
但是这个必须从你的心思里面先开始。
But this must begin from your mind.
这是十字架的一个心思。
This is the mind of the cross.
那么第二个点呢
？Second point.
那么他这里告诉我们说， 反倒虚己。
That he emptied himself.
啊，这个英文翻得好，就是把自己倒空了。
He emptied himself.
我们晓得十字架，主曾经告诉我们，它的意义就是舍己。
And the meaning of the cross is to empty self.
啊，是否认自己。
Is to deny self.
啊，所以呢，这个意思就告诉我们呢，一个基督徒，如果你是活在十字架的这个心思里面的话呢，你就否认你自己所有的一切。
If a Christian lives under the cross, then he will deny himself.
哎呀，这个是很难的。
This is very difficult.
啊，一个人要叫你否认自己的，很难的。
To ask a person to deny himself is very difficult.
我们这个堕落的天性都是否认别人的。
Our fallen nature is to always deny others.
都是你错我对，是吧？
Others are wrong and we are right.
弟兄姊妹们，我想我们要否认自己，不是十分容易。
To deny self is indeed difficult.
所以我常常觉得，有些时候这些道容易讲啊，这个实际的生活非常不容易。
The preaching is easier than living it out.
就是在教会的侍奉上面，
especially in the matters of service in the church.
我们很多的时候都觉得这是很不容易学的功课。
We know that this is indeed very difficult lessons to learn.
第三个。
The third.
那这里告诉我们，他就取了奴仆的形象。
That he took the form of a bond servant.
啊，他就讲到是十字架呢，破除己的尊严。
That the cross breaks the dignity of self.
我们今天如何能成为神的奴仆呢
？How can we be bond servants today?
如果我们很有尊严
，If we have a lot of
很有个性
，a lot of strong personality and dignity，
我们怎么能够做神的仆人呢
？How can we be a bond servant?
我常常感觉在教会中很多弟兄姊妹们，他的那个表现和态度啊，他不是仆人，他是主人呢。
Many people in the church, the way they behave, they are masters rather than servants.
主耶稣变成他的仆人呢。
The Lord Jesus become their servant.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个是不对的。
This is indeed wrong.
今天如果我们要成为主的仆人
，Today if we want to be a bond servant,
我们必须借着十字架破除我们个人的尊严。
Then the cross need to break our self dignities.
我相信哈，你们家里面有佣人的人呢，
I believe,
都有这个经验。
Those of you in the house who have house helps, maids.
如果你请了一个佣人到家里，这个佣人很有个性。
You employ a maid, and this maid has a lot of air and dignity.
啊，他又很有尊严。
A lot of dignity.
那你很难用啊。
Then you can hardly use.
对不对啊？你主人呢，变成要小小心心的。
Then the master of the house become trembling.
现在变成不是。他伺候你是你伺候他。
It's not the servant serving you, but you serving the servant.
所以这是我们的难处。
This is our difficulty.
今天在教会的侍奉上
，the church service in the church today.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须有这个十字架的意念。
We need the mind of the cross.
容许十字架破碎我们个人的尊严。
That to allow the cross to work in our lives to break away our dignity.
我们才能够做主的奴仆。
Then we can be the Lord's bond servants.
我们的主在地上就是这样的。
The Lord indeed, when he was on earth, was such.
他放弃他个人的这一切。
He laid aside all his self.
所以他能够做神的仆人。
That he can be God's servant.
然后呢，下面他还说到，就是成为人的样式。
Here it says, and he was made in the likeness of men.
啊，这个人的样式，他就这个人呢是多数字。
Here the word men, many men, many men, M-E-N.
所以这个话很特别。主耶稣成了每一个人的样子。
So Lord Jesus become the likeness of many men.
啊，我们就讲过，这个呢代表什么？代表他很平凡。
Here it represents that the Lord is ordinary.
啊，主耶稣到地上来说，他就是一个平凡的人。
When the Lord was on the earth, he was an ordinary man.
他平凡到一个地步啊。
He was ordinary to a point.
啊，也被犹太人弃绝。
He was rejected by the Jews.
啊，连先知以赛亚都说，他这个像根出于干地，他没有加薪米容，连我们也不羡慕他。
That the prophet Isaiah said that he was like a tender shoot out growing out of dry ground, and he even we would not recognize him.
其实，在属灵的事情上面呢，平凡。弟兄姊妹们，是蒙神喜悦的，也是宝贵的。
In spiritual things, or to be ordinary is good.
所以，只有一个拥有十字架意念的人，他愿意做一个平凡人。
That having the mind of the cross will enable us to be ordinary people.
所以，你越属灵啊
，the more spiritual.
弟兄姊妹们， 你就越平凡。
The more ordinary you become.
我刚刚讲过，我曾经认识一些人，他们很会讲十字架的道理。
In the past, I know of people who are able to preach very well the doctrine of the cross.
但是在侍奉上呢，常常呢，你会看见他们表现的情况都是要做一个不平凡的人。
But in their expressions, they all want to be someone not ordinary.
啊，有一次有个弟兄打电话给他。
There was once a brother who telephoned this person.
哎呀，他说某某弟兄。
Say brother so and so.
他说我尊重你，像尊重其他人一样。
I respect you like other people.
啊，那个弟兄马上不高兴了。
This brother immediately was unhappy.
电话说哦，你把我看跟他们看成一样的。
You see me like the rest, the people.
你跟人家有什么不一样呢
？What different are you compared to others?
因为他自命不凡。
Because he felt that he was not the same.
他觉得跟别人跟你们不一样。
Because he felt that he was different.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
一个真正活在十字架的光底下的人
，Somebody who lived under the light of the cross,
他愿意做一个平凡人。
He is willing to be an ordinary person.
我们的主到地上来就是这样。
Our Lord, when he was on this earth, was such.
所以你看，我们是不是需要常常思想呢
？Do we then need to constantly meditate? 啊，
这个世界是鼓励人要做不平凡的人。
This world encourages people to be abnormal, not ordinary.
但是在属灵的事情上面呢
？But in spiritual things,
主要我们做平凡人。
The Lord wants us to be ordinary.
主给我们做了榜样。
The Lord gave us an example.
不仅这样
，Not only so,
他说呢，这个就自己卑微。
That he humbled himself.
这个在希腊原文的意思就是他微小他自己。
He made small himself.In the Greek.
所以这也说明了一个在十字架底下的人
A person who is under the cross
他不会自高自大
He will not exalt himself
他总是微小自己
He will humble himself, make small himself
我们觉得在主的身上啊，弟兄姊妹你能看见的这是一个非常奇特的一个特点
We can see this especially uniqueness in our Lord Jesus
我们真是难以想象
It's something that we cannot fathom
这位创造宇宙万有的主宰
The Lord is someone who created the entire universe.
这么伟大的神
Such a great God.
整个宇宙都容不下他的
The whole universe cannot contain him.
但他到地上来的时候
But when he was on this earth,
他一直都微小他的自己
He made small himself, humbled himself.
弟兄姊妹，这个说明什么呢
What does this say?
这告诉我们，弟兄姊妹们，他的这个生命啊，是这样一种美丽的生命
He speaks that his life was such a beautiful life.
所以今天呢，一个真正跟随主的人
，Today someone who truly follows the Lord，
他一定是微小他的。
He is somebody who made small himself。
什么时候一开始自高自大
？Somebody who exalts himself。
这个就已经是离开了主的生命的光景。
This person has left the conditions of Christ's life。
我们有一个年轻的弟兄啊。
We have a young brother。
当然我举这些例子啊，是为了帮助一些年轻弟兄姊妹。
I mention these examples to help the young。
他在出来侍奉主还没有多少的日子。
He had not come out to serve the Lord too many days.
有一次我去看他的时候。
One day when I visited him.
你看他对我说什么
？What did he say to me?
他说这些教会里面这些长老执事啊
，These elders and deacons in these churches.
他们哪里配跟我平起平坐
？How are they deemed fit, to co-work with me?
哎呀，我一听这个我想完了。
Also, I said finish.
他侍奉主还没多久嘞。
He hasn't hardly started.
这个已经变成了这么自高自大。
He has already been so exalted.
所以他这个教会里面遇见很大的难处。
And so in the church become a very difficulty.
他一直想要用高压的方式。
He wanted to use suppression methods.
受了很多苦。
And he suffered a lot.
第二年我再去看他。
Second year when I went to see him.
因为我开头劝他，我说弟兄，我们侍奉主的人要谦卑。
I began to advise him. I said, those who serve the Lord must be humble.
第二年去看他。
The second year when I went to visit him,
他就跟我讲。
He said to me.
他说现在他们可以跟我平起平坐。
Now they can be equal with me.
我一听呢，这个还是没多大进步。
I said this didn't improve too much.
这个还是不像我们的主。
This is not like our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看见今天很多服侍主的人。为什么会变成这样的情形呢
？Why is it that many brothers and sisters today who serve the Lord are like that？
这个不仅自己受苦，也使弟兄姊妹受苦。
Not only do they suffer, but brothers and sisters all suffer together.
其实呢，你看见这个弟兄外表看见非常的优秀的。
So on the outward, this brother looks very
decent, elegant.
那个难处在哪里呢？
Where's the difficulty?
这个心思不像主。
It's the mind who is unlike Christ.
他不像主能够自己卑微。
Not like Christ was able to humble himself.
所以你今天只有活在十字架的这个光底下，弟兄姊妹们，你才不会自高自大。
Only when we live under the light of the Lord of the cross can we humble ourselves.
然后他又说
，And then it says，
他就存心顺服
，That he was obedient to the point of death。
还没那么快。
啊 ，That he became
存心顺服
，becoming obedient。
啊 ，OK。这里告诉我们呢，主耶稣在地上学顺服的功课。
And so here, the Lord Jesus on this earth was learning the lesson of obedience.
我们中文的翻译不错，是存心顺服，从心里面顺服。
That he was in the Chinese is translated that he was obedient from the heart.
啊，为什么他要顺服？因为什么？他要成就神的旨意。
Because he wanted to fulfill the will of God.
那这个顺服呢，也说明了十字架破碎人的意志。
And to be obedient here is that the cross breaks man's will.
让我们向神完全的降服。
That we may be fully in submission to God.
哦，我们知道这个顺服不容易啊。
We know that full submission is not easy.
啊，我们人的意志很强的。
Man's will is very strong.
但是很奇怪，它一方面很脆弱。
On the other hand, it's very weak.
但另外一面来又很强。
But on the other hand, it's very strong.
啊，特别碰到神的事情很强。
Especially when it deals with God's matters, the will becomes very strong.
所以我们需要怎么样被破碎
？So we need to be broken.
这个意志破碎之后呢
？When the will is broken,
你就能完全向神降服。
Then you can be fully in submission to God.
所以真正的顺服就是我们的意志降服在神的意志底下，这个就顺服。
So true submission is that when our wills become subjected to His under His will.
所以我们的主就是这样的。
Our Lord is such.
他的整个意志是降服在。父的意志底下。
The Lord's will was entirely in subjection to God's will.
今天呢，我们这个堕落的人，我们需要经过十字架。
Today, our fallen nature must go through the cross.
那不仅是存心顺服。
Not only to be obedient from the heart.
他并且这个以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And he was obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
这就是告诉我们说呢，主耶稣最后是把他自己当作燔祭一样的完全献给神。
Here it tells speaks that the Lord was like a burnt offering, offering himself up on the cross.
所以今天在奉献的事上，如果我们不懂得十字架的意义，我们光讲奉献是很困难的。
Today when we talk about the matter of offerings,
如果我们在奉献的事上呢？
On the matters of offering,
不够懂得十字架的意义。
If we don't understand the matter of the cross,
要我们完全奉献，有的时候也不容易。
And to be fully consecrated is impossible.
所以只有十字架的这个心思，能够使我们怎么样完全降服于神，把自己能够奉献给神。
Only the mind of the cross enables us to be fully consecrated, offered up to God.
啊，这个叫做死在十字架上。
And that is to die.On the cross.
所以这里给我们看见基督的心思。
And so here it speaks of the mind of Christ.
乃是一个十字架的心思。
Indeed, it's the mind of the cross.
所以今天我们要学习十字架的功课。
Today, if we want to learn the lesson of the cross,
第一个弟兄姊妹们，我们先要从心思上开始。
We must begin firstly on the mind.
那从心思开始，就是说你要常常思想。
You must constantly meditate.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你要外面去做很难的。
On the outward, if you want to do, it's difficult.
但是等到你的心思转变的时候，你外面自然的就做出来了。
But when your mind is transformed, your outward actions will follow suit.
啊，所以保罗劝我们，劝腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
So Paul encourages the brethren in Philippi.
啊，你要有先有基督的这个十字架的这种心思。
First, you must have the mind of Christ, the mind of the cross.
这是今天我们在地上。我们应当学习的。
This is indeed what we need to learn whilst we are on this earth.
那第二方面
，on the second aspect，
保罗在腓立比书第三章告诉我们
，in Philippians chapter 3 it tells us，
他说：“使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。”
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
我们晓得十字架最大的一个奥秘就是那个死。
We know that the greatest mystery of the cross is the death.
保罗知道一件事情。
Paul understood one thing.
他说如果我们身上有基督死十字架死的经历的话呢
？If in our lives we have the experience of the death of the cross，
在我们生活中间就会有那个复活的这种果效显出来。
Then there will be the resurrection in our lives。
所以今天在我们这一面呢，我们所要追求的呢，就是要磨成他死的形状。
And so here on our side we need to be conformed to the likeness of his death。
啊，这是我们今天从保罗的身上看见他有的一个学习。
And so here we see this is a learning of Paul.
你知道保罗讲到这件事情的时候啊
，When Paul speaks on this，
他里面实在是充满了热切的一个盼望。
He is in him was this very intense hope.
他在那里喊说：“使我认识基督。”
Here he says that I may know him.
弟兄姊妹们。那个话呢，这个话呢，好像是一个人呢热切到一个地步，他在喘气，喘气的时候这样讲的话。
So he's intense to such a degree that he was grasping for his breath.
但是我们没有忘记，保罗那个时候是在监牢里面。
We must not forget that Paul at that time was in prison.
啊，他跟个罗马的兵丁锁在一起。
That he was chained with the Roman guards.
啊，保罗呢？在这里，那个兵丁在那边。
Paul was here, and the Roman soldier was there.
两个人锁链锁在一起。
And the two were chained together.
啊，保罗在这里说：“是我认识基督。”
Paul here says, "I may know him."
这个罗马的兵呢，在旁边恐怕莫名其妙。
So the soldier was probably thinking Paul's man.
啊，他不晓得这个人在做什么。
Do you know what Paul was doing?
保罗也不管他。
Paul never ignored him.
保罗是我认识基督。
That I may know him.
那个心中啊，满了渴望，他也不在乎这些锁链。
There's this intense hope in him that he forgot about the chains.
他也不管是放在哪里。
He didn't bother where he was locked up.
他就一心的盼望能磨成主的死的形状。
He hoped only that he could be
经历十字架的那个死。
That he could experience the death of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
主在他的话语里面也告诉我们
，Lord in his word also tells us
啊，这个死呢
，this death。
在马太福音十六章那里啊
，In Matthew chapter 16，
那么那里呢，我想用主的话来讲的话，里面包含的两面的意义，一个就是舍，一个是上，中文里面是这样。
In Matthew, one aspect is to deny, another aspect is to lose。
啊，那么主说告诉我们说，我们在背起十字架跟从他的人要什么？要舍己。
If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself。
然后第二面他说呢，你不要救自己的生命，你要上掉你的生命。
The other aspect, you must not save your own life, but you must lose it.
啊，这个死呢，也可以解释作一方面来讲，就是你要否认，你要舍掉。
So this aspect of death on the one hand is to deny.
第二方面来讲，就是要把那个天然的生命把它丧失掉。
And second is to lose our soulical life.
啊，你这样上掉，你就会得着。
If you lose it, you will gain it.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在学习十字架的功课上面
，When we learn the lesson of the cross,
有时候我们被主的爱激动的时候，感动的时候，我们也会舍，对吧
？When we are compelled by the love of Christ, yes, we can indeed deny.
我记得，我们早年在教会里面，弟兄姊妹带我们一同追求的，有的时候真的是里面被主的爱感动到一个地步啊。哎呀，我们真是愿意把一切都舍。
In my earlier years, when I was led by the brethren, within us, we were so compelled that we wanted to offer ourselves totally to Him.
但是有很多的时候啊，那个年轻人呢，就是一时的这热情冲动。
But sometimes it is by impulse for young people.
我们晓得这个年轻人一冲动起来的时候啊，什么都不顾的。
Young people, when they are impulsive, they care not for anything else.
但是呢，也有个难处。
But there is a difficulty.
等过一下子啊，这个热度没有的时候啊。
When the temperature lowers,
这个头脑又清醒一点的时候。
When the mind is clearer,
我们又把它救回来一点。
We try to save the person.
这就是我们今天在十字架上学习不完全的地方了。
And so these are the incomplete aspects of our learning.
啊，所以主在这里说，你要舍了就不要救啊。
The Lord here says, if you deny and lose, you cannot save it back.
这样你在十字架的经历上，那个死啊，它死透了。
Then this will be a more complete death.
所以很多时候我们在主面前呢，我们懂得一点十字架的道理。
Sometimes we understand a little of the doctrine of the cross.
我们也试着学了。
Yes, we have indeed learned some.
但是总是舍一点就回，舍去两分就回来一分。
It's like we lose a little, but we save back more.
所以呢，一直都学不好。
And so we cannot learn well.
所以那个真正的那个生命的果效在我们身上好像就不够显明。
And so the life coming forth is not so evident.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们在学习这个十字架的死的事情上面
，When we learn this matter of the death of the cross,
我们渴望巴望能够死得透，那才好。
That we hope and desire that we die completely.
早晨我们陈弟兄也告诉我们说，基督徒的生命呢，不是一个肤浅的生命。
We also know this morning our brother Christian tells us that Christian life is not a life that's shallow.
你要活出一个深的生命。
We want to live a deep Christian life.
如何能活得深呢？
How do we then live a deep Christian life?
因为怎么，你只有死得透，你才活得深。
Only when you die透 die completely, then you can live out more.
这个死得透啊，英文怎么讲？
死得透。
那么一个 stone dead
啊 ，thoroughly 啊 ，that's right， death thoroughly。
这在属灵经历上面来讲，的确是我们今天需要这样。
And so indeed, this should be our spiritual experience.
那还有一面啊
，and another side
也是保罗呢，这个告诉我们的。
Paul also tells us
在罗马书第六章里面。
In Romans chapter 6, it tells us,
第六节他告诉我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Their old man has been crucified with Christ on the cross.
那么这是一个事实。
This is a reality.
所以旧的一面来讲，我们这个人已经与主已经死了。
So on this one side, our old self has already been crucified.
但是在经历上面来讲的话呢
，But according to experience,
你人就要常常防备，要学习。要能够致死那个身体的这些恶行。
That in our daily experience, we must need to continually deny ourselves.
所以罗马书第八章第十三节。
And so Romans chapter 8 verse 13.
又讲到我们今天经历上的一种情形。
It speaks of our daily experiences.
就是你要靠着圣灵呢，致死身体的恶行。
That by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body.
我们记得有弟兄们告诉我们。
I remember brothers telling us.
他说呢，这个罗马书第六章啊
，Romans chapter 6，
他说就好像一棵大树啊，我们好像一个人像一棵大树。
This is like a big tree, Romans chapter 6。
那么现在呢，主的救恩来之后呢，这个整个树被砍掉了。
And when the Lord's salvation comes, the whole tree gets chopped off。
这说明了我们已经与他同死。
And that shows that we have been crucified with him。
但是呢，那个树根呢还在那里啊。
But the stump, the roots are still there。
那树根呢，有的时候得着。一点的这个水汽的时候呢，它又会长出一点东西出来。
And when the stump is nourished, it further grows.
所以那个小小的枝子长出来的时候啊
，when the roots grow out,
你就要赶快的怎么样，把它切掉。
You must quickly chop them off.
这靠着圣灵呢，要致死身体这些恶行。
That depending on the spirit, we have to put to death the deeds of the body.
这个小枝子啊，如果你不去注意它。
These small little roots, if you don't,
慢慢的它又变成大枝子了。
Then you become big ones.
我就有这样的经历啊。
I have such an experience.
我们家后面
，My house at the back,
有一棵大树。
There's a big tree.
那个大树啊，一到冬天的时候，掉树叶掉得一塌糊涂。
In winter, all the leaves fall down.
哎呀，弄得我们很麻烦。
And it's very troublesome.
所以啊，我们就想说，到了这个冬天的时候，过了之后
，After winter, right?
它那个树叶掉光了。
After all the leaves fall down,
我们就把几个树枝把它锯掉它。
I pruned the branches.
后来我们找人果然把它锯掉了。
And indeed, I managed to find people to cut away those branches.
但是你知道这个锯掉之后，这个树还会长的。
But we know that after trimming off, the tree still grows.
过了一年多，春天那个树上又长出个小枝子出来。
So in spring, when the branches come out,
我就看到，我就知道这个小树枝是个麻烦。
I know that this small branch is a problem.
我说我哪天呢，要爬上去啊，把它砍掉它。
So one day I'm going to go up and chop it down.
我只是心里这样想。
In my heart, I felt.
我没有行动。
I did not do it.
啊，结果呢，日子过得很快啊。
But days passed by quickly.
等到过了一两年，我一看呢，小枝变大枝子了。
After 2 years, the small branch became a big branch.
你现在再去砍呢，就不容易了。
And now to chop it down is difficult.
你还要花钱找人来砍。
Then you need to spend money to get somebody to chop it down.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在我们属灵经历上也是这样。
In our spiritual experience, it is similar.
啊，是的，我们就的一面来讲，我们已经与基督同死。
Yes, on the one hand, we are already crucified with Christ on the cross.
但是我们的肉体常常会长出很多小枝子。
But our flesh constantly grow branches.
所以这个时候怎么样？你要靠着圣灵致死这些。肉体上的恶行。
You need to depend on the Holy Spirit putting to death the deeds of the body.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得保罗当初写罗马书的时候啊。
We know that Paul when he wrote Romans,
当他论到这些奉献
啊。When he talk about offerings,
那么我们知道他因为是个犹太人。
Because he is a Jew,
他完全懂得旧约的那个献祭的那个情形。
He understood the offerings in the Old Testament.
所以他有很多的话，那个背后啊。都有这个献祭的那个背景在那。
So many of his words, the background is the context of the offerings.
哦，他懂得，当他想到致死的时候
，When he talk about putting to death the deeds of the body,
他就可能心中已经有了旧约那个献祭的那些图画。
He probably had pictures of the offerings in the Old Testament.
啊，一只牛，一只羊。
A goat, a lamb.
那么他被牵到这个祭坛那里说要宰杀。
When the animal is to the altar, is to be slain.
不仅宰杀，并且怎么样，要把它切成筷子。
Not only slain, but to cut to pieces.
那么有的穷人家的话呢
，the poorer ones, the poorer people.
你这个没有办法献得起一只牛、一只羊啊。
Cannot afford a bull or a lamb.
或者你献两只楚歌或者斑鸠。
And can use turtle doves or pigeons.
当我们读这个旧约的利未记的时候
，We read Leviticus.
我们看见这些祭司们献祭。
We see the priests offering up these animals.
哎呀，他们要把这只牛、这只羊啊，把它切成筷子，把头也切下来。
You see these priests cutting to pieces the animals.
最后呢，连这个这些肉啊，这些头啊，都一起用火把它焚烧。
And that the whole animal, the head and the body.
加上脂油一起焚烧。
To be in a burnt offering.
啊，当我们读到那里说啊。当他献这个鸟的时候，斑鸠啊，这个鸽子的时候啊
，When they were offering birds, turtle doves，
这个祭司怎么样？不是用刀切的啊。
The priest did not use a knife to cut the head。
圣经记载说要把那个鸟头把它揪下来。
The Bible records that the head is to be detached, removed. The head is to be twisted off.
当然你读起来的时候感觉这个很残忍。
When we read it, it's cruel.
但是在这里有属灵的意思。
But we know that there is a spiritual meaning.
所以有的时候啊，我们在这个属灵的生活里啊
，we in this spiritual experience.
有时候我们出头
，we sometimes want to put our heads out.
有的很大，像牛头。
Some heads are bigger.
牛头要砍下来。
The bull's head need to be cut.
因为输出了羊头。
Some people are goat's head.
那不仅这样，就是出个小鸟头也把它揪掉。
Even a bird's small head had to be removed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你不要以为那个鸟很小啊，那个头没关系啊，出一点头不要紧，不行，要揪掉。
Don't think that the bird is small, the head is small, but it has to be removed.
这就是属灵上的意义。
What is the spiritual meaning?
啊，说我们那个大的出了大的意见，弟兄姊妹要弃绝那个小小的意见呢，也要把它除掉。
Sometimes we come up with big ideas, they ought to be removed. Small ideas too, not to be removed.
所以这个十字架的死啊
，So the death of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，对于我们来讲，实在是一个非常重要的一个学习。
It's indeed a very important lesson that we need to learn.
所以保罗告诉我们，他要效法基督的死。
Paul says that he wants to be conformed to his death.
啊，圣经记载说，保罗他就竭力的追求。
Paul pursues zealously.
他没有保留的。把他所有的力量通通用出来来追求，这个叫竭力。
All his energy he uses to press on.
请我们看，记得这里保罗说什么？他说：“我并不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。
It's not that I've already obtained, I've already become perfect.
感谢主，这对我们是很大的一个鼓舞啊。
Thank the Lord, this is indeed a strong encouragement.
有很多基督徒追求多年了，觉得这个还没有得着，也没有完全，他就灰心了。
And so, some people having not been complete yet, they become disappointed, discouraged?
弟兄姊妹，我们追求十字架的经历是不是已经灰心了呢？
Have we been discouraged, disappointed, having pursued the lessons of the cross?
连保罗都说他没有得着，他还没有完全呢。
Even Paul says that he has not complete.
但是保罗的态度不一样。
But Paul's attitude is different.
他说虽然我没有得着，没有完全，但是我竭力的追求。
Says,although I have not already obtained it, but I press on.
他不停下来，他也不灰心。
He did not, he was not discouraged, neither did he stop.
所以今天我们在追求十字架经历上面来讲，弟兄姊妹们，你永远的不要停下来。
When we pursue the experience of the cross, we cannot stop.
不要失望。
Cannot be disappointed.
我们一定要得着耶稣基督，所以得着我们的。
That we must lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus laid hold of us.
保罗还心说，我忘记背后，努力面前的。
The Paul even said, I'm forgetting what is behind and pressing forward to what lies ahead.
什么叫做忘记呢？
What is to forget?
他不以现在得着的为满足。
He's not satisfied with what he has obtained.
什么叫努力呢？
What is to be diligent?
他要追求更新的经历。
And is to be more new experiences.
要进入更新的境界。
To enter into newer realms.
所以在十字架的经历上面，
especially in the matter of experiences of the cross，
弟兄姊妹们，那一个是好像是一个没有限量的。
It is unlimited，
因为他把我引进基督那个丰盛复活的生命里面，也是没有限量。
Because it ushers us into the resurrection, unlimited resurrection life of the Lord。
保罗为了追求这个。
Paul, because he pursues this,
他说我的一生好像只有一件事一样。
Paul says in his whole life as if there's only one thing.
他说我只有一件事情。
There is only one thing.
其实我们读保罗的生活中呢，不止一件事，是吧？
We know that when we study the life of Paul, it's not just one thing.
管那么多教会的事情。
He looked after so many churches.
那么多的同工。
So many co-workers.
那么那些犹太人天天在那里烦扰他。
A lot of Jews were.Troubling him.
保罗怎么能说他生活中只有一件事呢？
How can Paul say he's living only one thing?
那不是说保罗生活中没有这些事。
It's not to say that Paul's life has got no other things.
那对保罗来讲，最吸引他注意的就是这件事。
But to Paul, the one thing that attracts him most is this one thing.
他好像把千百万件事情都集中在一件事情上面。
He says if thousands of things become focused on only one thing.
这件事情是什么呢？
And what's this one thing?
就是他要从死的经历中得着复活的生命。
That through death, experience of the death, he experiences the power of his resurrection.
好像基督的荣耀能够从他身上被显明出来。
That Christ's glory through his life can be brought forth.
他也把这件事情当作他的标杆。
He also treats this to be his goal.
并且是一个明确不动摇的一个标杆。
It is a clear, unmoving goal.
弟兄姊妹，凡是那些会动摇的那些都不能做标杆。
Those goals that move.Shake cannot be goals.
不仅这样，
not only so.
弟兄姊妹，他说我是向着这个标杆的直跑。
He says that I run towards this goal.
哎呀，有一次我读到这里，心里非常受感动。
Once I read this and I was moved.
保罗现在其实已经老了。
Paul is already elderly.
他已经有了年纪了。
He is elderly.
但是在追求主的事情上面，他仍旧有这么大的一个冲力。
But in the matter of pursuing the Lord, he has so much energy.
好像年轻人一样。
Like a young man.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果四十年前呢。
If 40 years ago.
你对我说我们来跑步，那我一定跟你去跑。
If you say, let's go for a run, I said, I will indeed do so.
像我到现在的年龄呢。
Now in my age.
我再也没有不会想去跑。
I never want to think of running.
你说。我们一起去散步，那没问题。
You ask me to go for a walk, no problem.
你说我们来跑百米，那我不跑。
I say 100 meters race, I will never do it.
因为对老年人来讲，年纪大的人来讲的话，这个跑步是很难的了。
To old people, running is difficult.
但是保罗在属灵的事情上面，他人就是怎么样在奔跑。
But Paul in spiritual matters, he still continues to run.
我们。实在感觉在这一条属天的道路上面
，We feel very much that in this heavenly road，
在属灵的追求上
，In this heavenly pursuit，
特别在十字架经历的追求上
，Especially in this experience of the cross，
那个用奔跑的这种人很少
，Very few are willing to run。
弟兄姊妹，你还在跑吗？
Francis, are you still running?
有的弟兄跟我讲说，哎呀，我能走就不错了。
My sister say if I can walk, it's already not bad.
我看很多人都是坐到路旁了。
I see many people are sitting on the wayside.
但是保罗知道这件事情的宝贵。
But Paul understood the preciousness of this.
他也知道摆在前头有个奖赏等着他。
He also knew that at the awaiting him at the front is a prize.
保罗当时，因为他们有这个奥林匹克运动会的这个背景。
Was at a time there was this background of the Olympics.
所以他用这个运动员这个跑步得奖赏，这个来说明。
So he uses the analogy of the athlete receiving a prize as an illustration.
弟兄姊妹们
，and sisters，
我们今生在地上，在主面前的所有的追求。
That today, our pursuit before the Lord in this life.
那个在国度里面，你可以得做奖赏。
That in the millennial kingdom, you can receive a reward, a prize.
保罗一再的听见那从上面来的呼召。
And Paul hears the upward call of God.
要叫他竭力的往前。
That to press on towards the goal.
所以，我们今天也应当受主的激励。
Today we must also be compelled by the Lord.
能够效法保罗。
That we can imitate Paul.
在跟随主的事情上，
that in the matter of following the Lord,
要追求经历十字架的死。
That we pursue experiences of the death of the cross.
不过保罗很有恩典。
But Paul is full of grace.
保罗在这里也鼓励一些比较好像不太追求的人。
He also encourages those who seem not to pursue the Lord so much.
他告诉我们说呢，我们需要存一个 完全的人的心智。
We need to have an attitude to become a perfect, to be perfect in Christ.
他说，然而我们到了什么地步，就当照什么地步行。
That to whatever standard we have reached, attained, to such standard,
我们不需要后悔。
We need not, regret.
弟兄姊妹，今天你走到什么地步，我不知道；我走到什么地步，我有点知道。
Today, where you have attained to, I do not know. Where I have attained to, Perhaps we'll know a bit.
但是无论如何，我们要按照我们今天所有这个光景，还要继续的往前。
But regardless, we need to, continue in our walk under these conditions.
不要灰心。
Not to be discouraged.
不要放弃。
Not to let go.
这个时代
In this age,
实在是很容易让很多基督徒灰心丧志。
That many Christians can be disappointed.
哎呀，我们讲。在这里苦苦的守着十字架路，走了半天看不见什么果效，别人那个三下两下就很有果效。
That we so difficultly follow the way of the cross and there doesn't seem to be results, and other people in 2-3 days they are able to achieve so much.
所以很多基督徒说，哎呀，罢了罢了。
So many Christians say, let's forget it.
我们用了这么多的力气这样走，好像没什么果效。
That we use so much energy in such a way.Doesn't seem to have any results.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须晓得一件事情，果效不是在今天的。
My sisters, you must understand that the fruit, the result is not today. It's not this life.
果效是在主回来的时候。
The results will be when the Lord returns.
当主的国度降临的时候。
When the Lord's kingdom ushers in.
那你才知道谁有果效。
Then you will know who has results.
所以我们不要受这些外面的情形的影响。
That we should not be influenced by these external things.
要做一个忠心跟随主的人。
We ought to be faithful followers of the Lord.
效法，像这个古老的十字架来效忠。
To be like those who follow after the old rugged cross.
别人不愿意走了，我们仍旧愿意走。
Others are not willing to walk, we will walk.
就像保罗当时在地上一样。
Just like Paul when he was on this earth.
我只有一件事情。
There's only one thing.
那一说别的事我都没有兴趣的。
Other things he was disinterested.
今天只有这件事情我要做的。
Today only one thing he wanted to do.
因为他看见前面有主的奖赏。
Because he knew that before him was the Lord's prize.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So the Lord be merciful to us.
今天真是在地上真正背起十字架跟随主的人似乎好像越来越少了。
Those who carry up their cross and follow to him seem to be few.
很多人都希望得到很快速的果效。
Many people want quick results.
弟兄姊妹们，
and sisters,
十字架看起来好像是很慢。
The cross on the surface looks slow.
但是那个是产生金银宝石经历的。
But it is one that results in gold, silver, and precious stones.
这个是宝贵的东西。
This is precious.
所以保罗最后对腓立比弟兄姊妹讲。
And so, Paul told the church in Philippi.
他说，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
That many people are enemies of the cross of Christ.
他说，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们。
That I spoke to you in the past and now weeping once again, I tell you.
保罗深深的知道，如果今天我们不能够走十字架的道路，
But today, if we cannot walk the way of the cross,
我们将要遭受很大的亏损。
Then we will suffer great loss.
有人已经是这样。
Many people have already.
什么叫做做了十字架的仇敌呢？
What is to be the enemy of the cross?
就是厌恶、恨恶十字架的学习。
To dread and to hate the lessons of the cross.
他不愿意学十字架功课。
They are not willing to learn.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗要流泪的劝腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
And it says Paul weeps to advise, to admonish the Christians.
我们晓得，虽然我们知道保罗曾经为着教会也常常流泪。
We know that in the past Paul wept much for the church.
但是保罗也不是一个随便流泪的人。
Paul is not somebody who weeps easily.
你看，有人不肯好好的背十字架跟从主走十字架道路，保罗就流泪了。
Paul weeps for those who are not willing to carry up their cross and learn the lessons of the cross.
那么可见这件事情是多么的重要。
Indeed, this is a very important matter.
因为保罗是一个有启示的人。
Because Paul is one with revelation.
保罗认识神的作为。
Because Paul knew God's ways.
他知道如果今天我们成了十字架的仇敌的话呢？
Because if we become enemies of the cross of Christ,
那是很严重的一件事情。
That's a very serious matter.
那么这些做十字架仇敌的人呢？
These who become enemies of the cross of Christ.
保罗告诉我们说，他们的结局就是沉沦。
That their end is destruction.
这个中文这个翻这个沉沦呢，好像就是下地狱一样的。
In the Chinese, the word destruction seemed to be going to hell.
其实它这个字的原文的意思就是说呢，被毁坏。
In the original, this means to be destroyed.
意思说呢，你得救你还是得救的。
The meaning is that you are still saved.
但是你遭受一个很大的一个亏损。
But you suffer great loss.
其实弟兄姊妹们晓得，我们的亏损呢，也是主的亏损。
Francis, you must understand that our loss is also our Lord's loss.
因为我们记得主要得着我们，为他发光的。
Because Lord wants to obtain us, to gain us, you know, to be shining lights
for him. 所以我们发不出光，我们受亏损。主也受亏损。
If we are not able to be luminaries, we suffer loss. Christ also suffer loss.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么这些人成了十字架的这个仇敌呢？
Why do these people become enemies of the cross of Christ?
保罗讲说呢，他们的神就是自己的肚腹。
Because their God is their own appetite.
他们相信神呢，只是为自己的满足的。
Because they only satisfy themselves.
哎呀，我觉得这个是非常可怕的一件事情。
See, this is a most frightening thing.
我们今天呢，不能够说我们信了主之后呢，一切都让神来满足我们。
Today, when we come to know the Lord, it's not only that the Lord satisfies us.
不错的，神爱我们。
Indeed, the Lord loves us.
他愿意把他的丰富赐给我们。
The Lord is willing to.
他愿意祝福我们。
The Lord is willing to bless us and give us His fullness.
但是我们不能变成一个自私的人。
But we cannot be selfish people.
我们相信神。
We believe God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是要遵循神的旨意的。
We must obey God's will.
这些人呢，他们只为着自己的满足。
These people are only want to satisfy their own stomachs.
这个我常常碰见有些弟兄姊妹。
I meet some brothers and sisters.
因为他不够认识神的恩典。
They do not know sufficiently God's grace.
虽然蒙恩得救了。
Although they are saved.
但是有的时候还是非常的自私。
But they are indeed very selfish.
有一个弟兄曾经跟我讲。
There was a brother who told me.
他说：“你鼓励我来参加祷告聚会可以。
You encourage me to come for prayer meeting.
但是你要把那个祷告聚会啊弄得有兴趣一点。
But you must make the prayer meeting more interesting.
我说这个要怎么把祷告聚会弄得有兴趣？我不会。
I say I really do not know how to make the prayer meeting more interesting.
我觉得属灵的事情呢，不是为了兴趣的。
I think spiritual matters are not for interest.
他意思说我你有弄的兴有兴趣弄得我有兴趣我就来了。
If you make it such that interests me, I'll come.
弟兄姊妹，你看见完全为着自己的满足。
He says here is completely satisfying himself.
这个不懂得背十字架。
This is does not know how to carry the cross.
这些人他们还以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
That they glory in their own shame.
这也是今天地上我们想到末了时代中间可怕的现象。
These are some symptoms of these terrible times in which we live.
明明很多羞耻的东西，他们把它看作无所谓，反而有的当作荣耀。
Shameful things become glorious.
并且呢，专以地上的事为念。
And they set their minds on earthly things.
他们整个思想都是被地上事物占据。
That the whole minds are entrenched with earthly things.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一般人他们就成了基督十字架的仇敌了。
And these people become enemies of the cross of Christ.
所以保罗为着在神的百姓中有这样的一般人，保罗心里很着急的。
And so because of this group of people, Paul becomes very anxious.
所以他流泪的来劝告腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
And so weeping, he admonishes the brethren in Philippi.
绝对不可以这样做。
You cannot be like this.
所以在这里，保罗用了他自己的经历啊，那么当作一个榜样来告诉他们。
That Paul using his own experience become a model for them to follow.
就是为要激励他们。
To encourage them.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道，如果今天没有十字架的经历，
if we do not have the experience of the cross,
生命的道不可能像明光照耀。
Then the word of life cannot be like luminaries.
没有十字架的经历，
without the experience of the cross,
我们的生命发不出光的。
Then our lives cannot emit light.
我们做基督徒一点光彩都没有。
Then there will be no glory and light through our lives.
所以今天我们渴望我们能够像明光一样照耀。
Today we hope that we can be like luminaries shining.
能够把生命道表明出来。
That the word of life can come forth.
我们渴望我们的生活中能够产生这样美丽的一个结果。
That we desire that the object of our lives can have such a manifestation.
我们不能忽略这第二个重要的原因。
We cannot neglect this second important reason.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这个十字架是一个能使主的生命能够完全得到释放的一条路。
That the cross is a road that enables this life to come forth.
所以，让我们对着这个古老的十字架。
That we treat this old rugged cross.
我们不仅不弃绝它。
That we not only do not forsake it.
并且我们能够爱慕。
That we can desire and love it.
我想好最后好不好？我们一起再来唱那首诗歌啊。
Shall we once again sing that?
那个诗歌第十五首。
Sing that song.
Song hymn number 15, the old rugged cross. Song hymn number
15, the old rugged cross. Hymn number 15, the old rugged cross.
请大家起立来唱。
Shall we stand?
Thank you.
们再一次侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, once again we come before thy feet.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
From our hearts, we want to give you all the worship.
你是何等的爱我们。
Lord, you indeed love us.
你为我们上了十字架。
That you have laid on yourself on the cross.
舍了你的生命。
That you have given your own life for us.
主啊。
Lord,
今天你把你的生命赐给我们。
Today you've given us your life.
也是托付给我们。
You have entrusted.
你要我们在地上能够把这个生命活出来。
You've entrusted us this life to live on this earth.
你要求我们背起十字架来跟从你。
You ask us to carry up our cross to follow after you.
主啊，今天你的十字架仍旧是被人所藐视的。
Today, people of this world despise the cross.
愿我们这些蒙恩得救的人
that we who are saved,
主开我们里面的眼睛
open the eyes of our hearts,
让我们能宝贵这个十字架
that we may deem the cross as precious,
让我们能效忠这个十字架
that we may follow after the cross,
哦、当众人不愿意再背十字架的时候
when masses at large do not want to follow
the cross, 在这里人就能找着一般的百姓
that you might be able to find a group of people here,
他们是乐意来背这个十字架跟从你的
we will be willing to follow, carry the cross.
主啊
Lord,
我们求你连续我们
that you continue to lead us,
用你的恩典来托住我们
that your grace will continue to lead us.
让我们在今天
That today,
在这个荒凉的时代
that in this perverse generation,
当地上的教会受到各样事物冲击的时候
when the church in this world suffer all kinds of things,
我们仍旧能够坚持十字架的道路
that we can continue to follow in this way of the cross,
不离开主的心意
that we would not leave the Lord's heart,
主我们求你对我们的心说话
that you speak to our hearts,
这些日子你来软化我们
You continue to move us
主啊若是我们的心已经冷淡了
If our hearts have been cold
我们求你使它重新火热起来
Continue our hearts to be rekindled
若是我们已经退后了
If we have fallen
我们对属灵的事已经失去了兴趣
If we have become disinterested
我们求你重新吸引我们
You continue Lord to attract us
主啊今天晚上
Tonight
愿你借着永远的灵
That you continue to use the eternal spirit.
再一次把我们带到加略山。
That we once again go
to Gethsemane. 站在十字架的底下。
That we once again
抬头仰望那位为我们钉死十字架的救主。
That we may look to the crucified Christ.
主愿我们的心爱你。
That we may love you.
愿我们跟随你。
That we may follow after you.
我们跟随你的脚中心。
That we follow your path.
主啊，让我们成为羔羊的跟随者。
That we will follow after
you. 我们实在需要你的怜悯。
That we indeed will have your mercy.
求你用你的爱抓住我们。
That your love would hold us.
主啊，你来感动我们。
That you would move us.
我们感谢你。我们知道你爱我们，你没有丢弃我们。
Lord, we know that you love us.
你还把机会量给我们。
That you give us opportunity.
愿你在你回来的日子之前。
That before you return.
主啊，让你的百姓。
That your people.
借着十字架。
Through the cross.
能够把你自己生命的道表明出来。
That the word of life.
能够像明光一样的照耀出来。
The luminaries we might be able to emit
from your light. 主，我们在这里，我们求你扬起脸来。哦，求你用你脸上的荣光照亮我们。主啊，我们对你说，我们在这里。求你重新一次打发我们，差遣我们，让我们起来忠心的跟随你。主啊，愿在这次的聚会里面，你抓住每一个弟兄姊妹的心，从年长的到年幼的，没有一个主啊不被你得着的。我们感谢赞美你。哦，我们在这里向你俯伏敬拜。是我们的主
Indeed, you are our Lord.
你应当被尊崇
That indeed, you
主啊垂听我们的祷告
Lord, hear our prayer.
求你继续的带领我们
You continue to lead us.
我们这样祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
We ask and pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 请坐
Please be seated.